our studio here, we have with the Sikorsky S-38. Would it be accurate to call it a replica?
Yes, I think that's a fair.
All right, it's a Sikorsky S-38 replica. It's a beautiful airplane. I've looked at the.
And it is owned by.
And it is owned
Mr.
by
Mr. Tom Schrade.
By Tom
Let's
Schrade.
Let's get to that part where
Thank
we, where
you.
We yeah. know who we're talking to.
We're a little slow this morning, people. Hang in there.
Yeah, you know, you can see what he values more, the airplane. I don't care about the guy that built the darn thing.
Yeah, look at the machine. You know?
Anyway.
And we're derailed already. You believe that? So, and you're here with the airplane. And we also have, you guys are doing this flight. You're recreating a bunch of flights here. And... well, go ahead, Dave. I'm lost here.
You're recreating a flight for the foundation. I've already forgotten the name myself. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's very easy. It's Frankie from Frankfurt.
Oh, Frankie from Frankfurt?
Yes.
Did I say that right?
No.
No, it can't be that easy.
It is.
Okay. And so you're flying. You're trying to recreate one of the flight paths that the original S-38s took.
Well, that's correct. We built the plane so it could be in the movies, and we are interested in trying to retrace numerous flights that were done by the S-38 Sikorsky when it was initially built back in 1928.
That is an amazingly ancient airplane by our standards, and they built 110 of them, and there are none left?
That's right, 110, and none survived. When they were built, this was really the first commercially viable passenger-carrying airplane ever built. Igor Sikorsky did it in 1928, and companies like Pan Am had five or six of them. Lindbergh flew for Pan Am and opened the first mail routes in an S-38 from Miami to Rio, Miami to Panama City, Panama, Miami to Belize, and all over Latin America.
You can't help but wonder why people wanted to go to those places in 1928. Wasn't a whole lot going on.
Well, if you think that's an exotic place, actually, Osen Martin Johnson, the people that my plane is a replica of, it's got zebra stripes. It was flown in Africa in 1934 and 35. Osa and Martin Johnson were very well-known, world-known photographers, cinematographers at that time. They'd been on numerous safaris and created a lot of movies and pictures, and they'd come back to the United States and go on lecture tour. And then in 1934 and 35, they created the first talking movies. So one of the very first talking movies that was shown in the theaters around the United States was a movie called Babuna, which was a movie about their book Over African Jungles and their escapades in Africa in 34 and 35.
Oh, and I imagine they had some stories to tell. Hey, talk about the airplane. I know it's a twin-engine flying boat with an unusual configuration in that it's twin-boom, twin-rudder.
Right. It's very unusual, although I'll say it's a phenomenal design. I've flown a lot of different seaplanes, everything from the Grumman, Wigeons, to a lot of the more modern Malls on amphibious floats, and et cetera. But it's very well-behaved, doesn't have any tendency to porpoise. It's a great design. It's really a flying boat. It behaves like a boat or a yacht on the water, and it does marvelously well in the air for its time. It cruises about 90 knots, and it's much like driving or flying a Packard, if you could imagine, or maybe an old Rolls-Royce.
Well, that sounds very luxurious.
I was going to ask you, what's it like to fly the airplane? How are the control harmonies and everything?
Well, they're very good. You know, the plane really kind of doesn't require a lot of trim. It flies or takes off at about 60, flies at about 90, lands at about 60. But it flies very well. It's a large plane. It's got a 72-foot wingspan. So when the wind hits it or there's a gust, it tends to roll one way or the other. You have to kind of anticipate it and get a little bit ahead of it because it's got a lot of momentum, so you have to anticipate it. So it's got some rolling motions, but it's a great plane to fly. A little bit more tendency for passengers to get seasick in the back, though.
During flight?
During flight, yeah.
Okay. Okay. They get seasick when they listen to us here, too.
Well, now, obviously, the airplane is a reproduction, but you've had to put some modern avionics on board and everything to meet airspace requirements and everything like that. What have you got on board?
Yeah, well we did design it. Initially, we felt like we wanted to tour the world with it. We wanted to retrace flights of Lindbergh and of Osen Martin Johnson. So we took the liberty to put a 430 Garmin in it. We also have a second backup Garmin or GPS. We I recently put in some fuel monitoring equipment. One of the problems with trying to monitor your fuel with these big Pratt Whitney 985s, it's hard to do by the sound when you've got two of them. I mean, we could watch the EGT, but it's easy to get it too lean. So I put in some modern fuel monitoring equipment so I could ensure that I'm running at optimum conditions for the engine and optimizing my fuel, especially in today's environment where fuel is a little bit more expensive.
Okay, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about the benefit flight. What exactly are you guys, is this going to be a series of flights recreating other routes or just one?
Right, what we're doing is we're calling it the World's Children's Tour. I've teamed up with Frankie from Frankfurt, who is a friend of mine, but has created a foundation called Wings of Help. He's been in operation for something over 10 years. But I'll just give a quick break from my perspective. What his foundation does is he raises money to assist children in areas, disaster areas like Haiti or Myanmar, and he gets medical assistance to the children or gets the children out of the country to get medical assistance that's not presently available. I think it's a very worthwhile charity, and I'm very honored to be part of it. And we're doing this flight in part. We've raised the money privately between myself and my partner, Bruno Gantenbrink, who is going to be my co-pilot, so that we could fly the flight from Minneapolis to Berlin and back, and then Frankie and Wings of Help could also gain public awareness, so we're doing it in cooperation with them, and then any money or pledges that are given to the foundation will go 100% to what their mission statement is. Now, I'd like to turn it over to Frankie to give you a little bit more information about that.
Certainly.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. I hope you didn't spend a lot of money coming up with that name.
Yeah. My background is being a journalist, also writing books about aviation. And I'm very honored that Tom Schrady, who flew Leonardo DiCaprio in the famous film Aviator, is with us and
nice.
Is willing to do
cool.
this. And I think this is a big honor for us, and we like it very much. Our foundation is in 6 countries in Europe, not only in Germany. We are pretty much working on children in need. The example was given Indonesia after the tsunami and Haiti. We have been 4 times in Haiti. We donated more than 3.5 million euros, which is a little bit more than 4 million US dollars to Haiti, and did transport goods there. And we are so happy that we at first can work together with the Americans. We have very much supporters in the United States, like the Conrad Hilton Foundation, the IMC, International Medical Corps. We are proud to work with them also together. And I have a good feeling to do this with people who have the real understanding what we are doing. I'm honored to work with the Americans.
Well, thank you for saying that.
We appreciate that.
We'll take all the good press we can get.
And maybe one thing, how we finance it. Tom already has mentioned that we are financing the whole flight with private individuals. There will be no donated money going to the flight itself, but we will take the benefit out of the rest. And so we are selling miles, not selling, we donating miles to people. You can buy a mile or you can buy 100 miles. You get a wonderful certificate with the sign of the most famous European astronaut, Ulf Merbrut, who was twice with the Americans on a space shuttle, one time on the Mir, on the Russia, together with
nice.
The Russians. We have Bruno Gantenbrink, who is his co-pilot. He's a former world champion and 3-time European champion in glider flying. So at least, Tom, if you lose one of
if
your
you lose
engines,
your engines,
he can,
yeah.
He can glide you now. So just
don't,
it just forward.
Don't laugh. That's come in handy recently.
Yes. And just hope that there's water there.
After the attempts we have heard were all failed. We are sure if we make it, Tom, it's the first time in 82 years.
That's correct.
It may be a record.
That's correct.
You get the credit for this.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, according to Sergei Sikorsky, Igor Sikorsky's son, there's 3 attempts to cross the North Atlantic with an S-38 Sikorsky. Actually, the first one was the prototype of the S-38, which was an S-36, flown by Woodrow Wilson, the president's niece. She was a wealthy heiress. She attempted to fly. She wanted to be the first woman to fly across the Atlantic. I think she's still in the Atlantic.
She liked it a lot.
Colonel McCormick from Chicago, owner of the Tribune there, purchased one. He put his pilot and co-pilot in charge to fly. He was hoping that they would start to have Chicago as the gateway to Europe. Unfortunately, they disappeared at sea. Then the Flying Hutchisons, mother and father and two teenage daughters, left to do it. They got forced down in fog by Greenland. They were rescued by a boat, but their plane washed up on the shore and was wrecked. So we will be the first one to do it successfully.
Well, good luck.
Very good. Very good.
Definitely.
Well, you've got a little more modern technology to help you out in that aspect.
That's correct. Well, weather is the most important thing, we believe. We're confident that the machinery will hold up and meet the test. It's just if we are smart enough to be able to watch the weather and not get ourselves in a situation.
Very good. Quick website for the foundation.
It's www.wingsofhelp.com.org, whatever you need.
Right. Okay. And for the airplane?
We have another website as well that you can do it. It's www.unlimitedadventure.com. We'll have links to Wings of Help website. We're also going to allow us have some information up there so people that are interested could follow us real time. We're working with Find Me Spot, so we'll have information uploaded hourly to the satellite, and people can watch us on Google Earth.
Very good. Thank you, Tom and Frankie, for stopping in.
Yep, thanks,
guys. Hope you're enjoying your time here at Oshkosh.
And good luck.
I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and you're listening to EAA Radio.